Well, I think they're, a well-balanced team. Certainly a tough, mentally and physically tough team that's kind of battle-hardened. They've been in a lot of big games, a lot of tough games on the road, and shown they can win in the playoffs. That's a big win for them against Pittsburgh Saturday night. So, good running team, very good in the vertical passing game. A lot of big plays, excellent quarterback, get the ball down the field, explosive in the kicking game, big kickers, explosive returner and Jones. And, defensively, they're strong up front. They're hard to run against. They can rush the passer. You got to be able to win the line of scrimmage before you can do anything, and that'll be a challenge. I mean, he's a good player. He does a good job. And, we've certainly had a lot of great battles with him, had a lot of respect for him. And he's played very well in the postseason. So his team plays well. So that's, it's all tied together there. They do a good job. They're well coached. Like I said, they're tough and they're well balanced. They don't rely on just one thing or just one player. They have a good, well balanced football team that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. You got to be able to match up to all the different areas that they challenge you in. Well, I'd say it's pretty much running the Ravens defense. That has some elements of things that we've done, but we've evolved through the years as well. So we've played against Dean a number of different times. He does a good job. He has good players. They have a good staff. Coach Harbaugh does an excellent job with that team. So, we'll prepare for this matchup, and this one will be a little different from all the other ones. So it's unique because of, the players and where each team is at this point in time. So, I think Dean does a great job, and Coach Kubiak, Coach Harbaugh, they're well coached. They're a good football team, and they got a lot of good players. So we'll just have to prepare for all of it. This certainly isn't a spontaneous. That wasn't a spontaneous thing at all, because that movie hasn't been released. It's not out, and to be honest with you, it wasn't that easy to have the opportunity to see. So we're certainly appreciative to Clint Eastwood for helping us to make this possible, and a couple other people along the way. So that's there's some things that are options. There's other things that. You have to set up a little bit, but there was seemed to be a lot of talk and interest in that, around the locker room, around the building. So we were able to do it. I think the guys enjoyed it. I did. It's pretty. It's a great movie. It's got some good messages in it, and it really focuses on skill and will. Yeah, they really have, Dale, and I think that's important for our players, because. When you walk in like Tuesday morning, it'd normally be Wednesday for us, but this week it's Tuesday. But you walk in Tuesday morning and you don't know anything about the team that we're playing. You don't know who the personnel is. You haven't seen him play. You maybe can see some diagrams on a piece of paper that we hand out, but it's not the same as, actually watching the games and watching the players and seeing who's where, who's been replaced, who's injured, how are they using this guy, how are they using that guy. When you can do all that and then get the information from the scout report and the game plan, it just all comes together and makes a lot more sense. And it's a much better process. So, we encourage the players to do that preparation work, and I think that's really helped them. So that when they do come in on the first day and get the information that we present to them, they can visualize it a lot better than they can if they didn't do that. So. And they've done a good job of that. And a lot of times we, quiz them or ask them different things about the team to see how much preparation they've done. They've been pretty good.